This is Manga Cubed, episode 111, your one-stop for manga news and commentary for the week of September 1st, 2014. I am your host, Derek, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mo.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, indeed. This is a milestone for us in that this is the first time that we've had the numbers in the episode number be the same, 111. And in honor of this auspicious occasion, which will take us another 111 episodes before we reach something similar, we are going to record this entire episode in one sitting.
You know what's funny though? It'll take about 555 episodes to get to 666.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, that's the episode where we reveal that we were the Antichrist all along. But, yeah, so... Yeah, we'll kind of have to see. I mean, we're basically, it took us like, what, two-ish years? Yeah, about 2 years to get here.
So it's about 50 episodes each year.
About that, probably, yeah.
Considering how each weekly series ends up going about for 48 to 50 chapters long for a year, and then they, go on another.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the news for this week, starting with the Japanese comic rankings for August 18th through the 24th. And in 10th place, we have Terraformars 10, edition with the OVA.
OVA. 9th place, Kino... The O is stressed out. Kino Nani Tabeta, volume 9.
8th place, Hozuki no Reitetsu, Volume 15.
7th place, The Seven Deadly Sins, Volume 10.
6th place, Maji, Sinbad no Boken, Volume 4.
5th place, Attack on Titan, Volume 14.
4th place, Holic, Ray, Volume 3.
3rd place, Terraform Mars, Volume 10.
2nd place, Tokyo Ghoul, Volume 13.
1st place, Silver Spoon, Volume 12.
Yay. Good stuff. And next we have the New York Times Manga Bestseller List for August 17th through the 23rd. And 10th place we have Rosario Plus Vampire Season 2, Volume 13.
I believe we were talking about that series a while ago. Just a bit. 9th place, Attack on Titan Volume 2.
8th place, Dragonar Academy Volume 3.
7th place, Food Wars Volume 1. Yes!
6th place, Fairy Tail Volume 41.
5th place, Attack on Titan, No Regrets, Volume 1.
4th place, Attack on Titan, Before the Fall, Volume 2.
There's a Volume 2? Okay.
Apparently.
3rd place, Attack on Titan, Volume 1.
2nd place, Dead Man Wonderland, Volume 4.
And the 1st place, Monster Musume, Volume 4. Look, it's your favorite manga!
Good grief. That thing is so weird. Alright, let's go on the anime and manga releases for North America on August 24th through the 30th. Mm-hmm. For anime, we've got Cardcaptor Sakura, the movie, remastered.
Cyber 6, DVD complete series.
Family Matters, DVD. It's porn, but for some reason...
It reminded me of that one TV show.
Yeah, I was thinking the one with Urkel. I was like... Wait, that sounds familiar. I don't think that's what it is.
That's why they put adults. Like, it's not what you think it is. Mm-hmm. But it might be what you think it is. Does Steve Urkel make a cameo appearance in this?
Gross. Alright, what else?
Okay. Fatal Fury, DVD complete OVA series, and the movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember the movie.
Oh. Let's see. Heaven's Lost Property Season 2, DVD and Blu-ray. Anime classics, how is that a classic?
I never heard of it.
It's the, it's the one with the, it's the weird one with the mechanical angel girls and the guy is a pervert, but he spends most of his time in this weird little chibi form.
Oh, it's called Soro no Otoshimon, whatever. I don't know how that's a classic.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know what they're doing. Kabuki Monogatari, Mayoi... Yangchi Blu-ray Limited Edition. Aniplex. Wow.
Yeah. Kinmoza Kiniro plus Mosaic Blu-ray Complete Collection and DVD Complete Collection.
Ooh, Morabito, Guardian of the Spirit, Blu-ray Complete Series, and DVD Complete Series.
It's a pretty decent price there. Star Blazers, $21.99. Blu-ray 4 and DVD 4.
I'm quite sure it'll be not two DVD 4s there, but okay.
I think that's a typo, yeah.
I know, it's probably something, though. Hmm. Probably 3 or something, or maybe it's both, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Toriko DVD Collection, Volume 1.
Now I feel silly because I have the first volume that has half as much on there. And I'm just like, great, I could start my collection with that. But then again, the Toriko anime is kind of not really something that's high on my to-buy list.
Yeah, thanks, Toy.
Uta no Prince-sama Majilove 2000 Blu-ray Complete Collection.
You better say percent, but okay. And Watamote, Blu-ray Complete Collection, DVD Complete Collection. It's the one with the you guys fault, I'm not popular. I don't know why it's
short. Oh, that one. Watamote. That just looks, that looks so freaking weird.
I started reading a while ago, I still had to catch up on it.
Yeah, I'm just like, this just looks bizarre. Alright, let's see. Alright, for manga releases, we have Attack on Titan Volume 13. Wait, what? Crap! I'm gonna need to go get that.
Well, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Doom, Volume 7.
Cage of Eden, Volume 15.
That's it. Card Fight, Vanguard, Volume 3.
Cheese, Sweet Home, Volume 11.
Escape from Grace, Volume 1, It's Born.
Fetishisms, Gone Wild.
What the heck, your title's weirder than mine.
Yeah.
GKGT, Gukke Gute. What the heck?
I don't know, but it's porn.
Clearly.
High School DD, Volume 2, might as well be porn.
That's pseudo porn, but I like it though. Yeah. I haven't caught up on it still. I'm Coming With You. Yeah, that's porn.
Get it? Coming?
No, I don't want to get it.
Alright, Maximum Ride, Volume 8.
The Melancholy of Haru Suzumiya, Volume 19.
And Naughty Wives, Volume 1. Okay, what the hell?
Oh, geez. Not enough time to pull it out. What? Volume 1. There's more than one volume.
Number 6, Volume 8. Number 6. Bob. Number 6.
That's the one. Yeah, anyways. Sakuraya, Undying Love, Volume 8.
Say I Love You, Volume 3.
Triag X, Volume 7. That one's actually an anime, by the way.
Oh. Unofficial Hatsune Mix.
The Wallflower, Volume 33.
Good grief. That one's been going on forever. I got bored after a while. I was like, yeah, this is funny, but it is not ending. But anyway, Wolf Magic.
Yeah, that's a yaoi. Because I look at the publisher. Anyway, ZE, Volume 9.
Okay. And for other releases, we have Azure Striker Gunvolt for the Nintendo 3DS eShop.
Hyper Dimension Neptunia Rebirth 1 for the PlayStation Vita Game eShop.
Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright. Interesting. For the 3DS eShop.
I think there was an anime, although. Was that the game that they were talking about? That's nice. Spice and Wolf, Volume 12 of the novel. Mm-hmm. I mean, book 12 of the novel.
Yeah, Sword Art Online, Aincrad Novel 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Light novels, basically. They're those are light novels.
Indeed. Yeah, let's see.
I don't know if books even exist in Japan, like just words itself. I mean, I'm quite sure there are, but we keep, you know, going through light
novels. They have light novels, yeah, but I know. I'm sure I don't think that the book market in Japan is as strong as, you know, just magazines and other things like that.
Yeah, they like pictures. I understand. Who doesn't like pictures?
Yeah. True.
All right, in other news, we have... Okay, this is actually very interesting what I found out. Kuroko's basketball manga is going to end.
Really, no.
Yeah. Actually, it's been confirmed that Tadatoshi Fujimaku and his Kuroko no Basketball Basuke, often as Kuroko's basketball manga, in this year's 40th issue of Shueisha's Weekly Shonen Jump on September 1st, which is this week. It's already ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
Curious and curious.
I should probably check on in. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's surprising, because, you know, we had a couple, few months of that one guy going, you know, threatening and stuff and scaring people with his so-called threats.
Yeah, I wonder if the manga got extended because he didn't want to end while the threats were going on. Because he's like, I don't want people to think that I ended it because of these threats. That'd be stupid.
But yeah, it is kind of weird how it's ending. I don't know why it's ending. I checked the rate. I checked the rankings. It was doing okay. So maybe it's just ending because maybe because the creator's like, ah, you know what? I have nowhere else to go. I might as well just end it.
Or it could be that they just have the final. You know, they're just like, oh yeah, I have told the story that I wanted to tell. You know how? You know, because normally authors aren't, you know, going around, you know, continuing stories constantly for no good reason.
Yep. You can do that. Yeah. But yeah, you know, with this one, it's just somewhere. I looked it up, people were saying, you know, why is it ending so soon? There's still other things to go through. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be like, so it's going to probably be like, no, I wouldn't say Eye Shield 21. That one actually had a reason. Supposedly if it came back out, they would be going to college for that one. But with this one, it's just, you know. Yeah, it's just weird to find that's ending, you know? I mean, maybe the next year is fine, but it's like, oh, look, you know. I guess ending while it's good is good. Just saying. Okay, another series that's ending is, it says publish Grand Finale in October. Claymore Manga to publish Grand Finale in October. Mm. So, the so-called Grand Finale will pretty much the end. Will be published on October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
In choice of Jump Square magazine, the monthly one. The one with a few series like Terraform Mars, Blue Exorcist, and some unsavory series that you hate, Derek, like The Love of Darkness.
Oh, yeah, I saw that apparently To Love or Darkness is on Hulu, and I'm like, why would you do that? Is this the censored version? Because what purpose does that thing have existing in a censored version? I mean, it's awful, but still, it's like, if you're gonna freaking have that series, you may as well go all the way. Giggity.
Good point. Yeah.
this has been a public service announcement for the main character himself. Dang it.
Okay.
Yeah.
More news. Gen Press launches manga version of Disney's Big Hero 6 film. Yeah, so there's a manga version of this Disney movie called Big Hero 6.
Which works because I think, from what I understand, Big Hero 6 is a bit a little bit manga inspired ish.
You know, I totally predict that one day Disney will end up owning just about everything in the world at some point because seriously.
Probably.
I mean, when Square Enix starts going down, it'll be like, hey, Disney, you know, we've been buddies, and, you know, I think it's okay. Of course, it's similar to you. They're like, okay, we'll buy you.
Yeah. All right, what else do we have here?
I wouldn't mind it, actually. But yeah, Yen Press also adds Log Horizon, The Devil, and The Devil is a Part-Timer manga series.
Hmm. Cool.
Log Horizon is the one that's supposedly the so-called better version of Sora Online, you know, who I hear a lot about from people.
Right. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. I still want to check that one out, though.
Yep, and The Devil is a Part-Timer. I've heard that one's funny. Mm. I haven't gotten around to checking it out yet, though.
That's a restaurant. That's hilarious.
Yes.
How many main characters work at a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, not very many, actually.
Well, yeah, not very many, despite that most of them are in high school. What the heck?
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, another news. Some more news. Crunchyroll adds Watashi ga Motete Dosunda manga. Mm-hmm. Also, manga 2.5 of After School of the Earth, Renai Senka, The Special Class of Love, Tonari no Kashiwagi-san were added, too. Manga 2.5 of those.
Manga 2.5.
Oh, yeah, those two are for manga 2.5.
Oh. I haven't even bothered checking any of those out. It looks like a weird gimmick where it's like, this is manga 2.5, the future of manga. And I'm like,
is that the one where they talk in motion and stuff?
I think they're meant to be basically motion comics. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at them. Matt.
I remember Vomix. Those were a thing for a while, and then I guess they probably saw it like, the name just sounds wrong. If you replace C with a T, it just sounds like Vomit.
That's kind of what I was thinking there. I was like, yeah, because they make you sick when they're moving around. All right, well, fair enough. Let's see. What else do we have?
Hey, look! Your favorite series is getting an anime. Several the end by the legend of the legendary heroes Kagami gets a TV anime. Okay, here's the thing I don't get.
Okay.
It's about 20 chapters in, or it's about to be 20 chapters in. It's not even 20 chapters in yet. Why is it getting an anime?
Because they're long chapters. Each chapter can probably support an episode. It's a monthly series.
Good point. So we take like 17, 18, whatever it is right now, cut it in half. I mean, double it up. It'd be 34.
Yeah. So chances are.
I suppose that works.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, speaking of anime adaptations, and I imagine this will probably look pretty good, one of my coworkers was watching Naruto the other day, and I was looking at it, and it's in the part where they're fighting against Madara or whatnot, in one of the more recent chapters. And looking at that, I have to say, I got really jealous, because it looks a lot better than the One Piece anime does right now. And I'm like, please stop giving series I like to Toei, and don't give series that I don't like to people that actually give a crap and make them look good. Frick. But yeah, anyway, what else do we have?
Let's see, Dark Horse licenses Fate Zero manga by Shinjiro. The manga adapts Gen Urobuchi's light novel series. So it's gonna be adapted from the light novel series. You know, like just about every other manga is adapted from a light novel series if it's based off the light novel first.
Nowadays. Yeah, it's like original manga ideas. What are those?
You can't see me, but I'm just tilting my head and just going, yes, nowadays, every day.
Yeah, oh well, at least.
Sorry for the image.
At least they're reading books-ish.
That is good, actually.
Yep,
Because I remember some old anime series or whatever where the characters are like, I can't read this. And I'm like, well, I actually went and years later, I looked at them like, yeah, I can't understand why I can't read it. Some of the writing is just really, you know, it's like different meanings. It's like, yeah, these love their puns so much. Anyways, more news. Indeed. One Piece, 3D, 3 days, 2 years, 2 hour anime specials. That's 2 hours. It's not even 2 hours. It's about 2 hours, but yeah. Anime specials, 3 new TV spots stream. Well, actually, we saw it. I saw it. I'm sure you saw it too.
Yeah, I saw it. It's like it's not 2 hours. Anime News Network. It's an hour and 40 minutes. There's a difference. It's close to two hours, but
I'll just say. Okay, here's a few things. They have 3 30-second trailers for each one, and one of them and three of them each included like several characters talking and with a narrator with some characters talking, and the main villain is designed by Oda.
Yeah,
so you can expect something good out of this.
Yeah, so we will be we'll be talking about this in the Ananoob podcast most likely at some point. So yeah, enjoy that. And all right, last bit of news.
And Kodansha seeks fan art from around the world for publication in Japan's Fairy Tail Volume 46. You know, it doesn't matter how bad your art is. What matters is how much spirit you put into it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
As shown by Attack on Titan. Indeed. All right, then.
Oh, man, that jab.
Quite so.
Actually, speaking of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, and I think that's all the news, so let's go ahead and get on to the next segment. We're going to review Attack on Titan Volume 11. And, yeah. So this one picks up, of course, right at the beginning of the fight between Eren and the Titan Shifters, with Eren and Reiner fighting and Bertolt attacking the people on the wall.
He's like in half Colossus, so it's like this is top half.
He's basically fused himself to the wall, and he manages to grab Ymir and some other person. He puts both of them in his mouth, but you're just like, wait, what happened to the other guy?
Yeah, we'll find him in chapter 45.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so they end up, yeah, they try to fight him, but he does has this thing where he can release this hot steam or blast of hot air from him that basically, yeah, it's impossible to approach him, so let's see. And then we get the fight between Eren and Reiner, which takes a while. Basically, you know, he thinks back to how Annie helped teach him, you know, fighting, but doesn't do much good because Reiner is too big and too powerful and has basically armor over every part of his body, and even though Eren gets close to beating him, it's not enough.
Because, you know, I have armor, you don't.
Yeah, and then they have, yeah, it has Bertolt fall on them, and it's, yeah, that's where that fight ends.
Oh no, it's just falling. It's like, I can see my life flashing from my eyes. Yeah. Oh, crap.
Yeah, and then we had find out that Bertolt and Reiner escaped with Eren and Ymir and...
Yeah, what happened to the other guy?
Yeah, we don't
know.
He's
dead, clearly.
Most likely. Bertolt accidentally ate him, and he's like, gross. But, yeah, so we have a bit of a moment between Mikasa and Armin, and then, Hannes shows up. And, yeah, reminisce about them and how Eren never gives up, and so they're going after them, and then we get the scene between Eren and the other three with Bertolt and Reiner, and you basically find out that Reiner seems to have a bit of a split personality thing going on, which is implied that he basically, after becoming a soldier and becoming friends with everyone, he was so horrified by what he was responsible for that his mind basically cracked, and he's now, there's two separate people inside him.
It's hard to tell, to be honest.
Yeah, it's done very subtly, but yeah, he is definitely, you know, he has, you know, he definitely has regrets, but at the same time, he will do what, you know, he needs to, and we don't know why he needs to do it yet, but eventually we'll learn. But yeah, Eren isn't taking any of this. He's like, you know, oh yeah, you know what, you guys are scumbags, so many people died because of you.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to make sure you two die.
Horribly.
Yep. And then, of course, it turns out that Bertolt and Reiner don't know anything about the big ape titan or anything about that. So, seems to be that there's more of a mystery going on than we realized. And then, let's see. Yeah, and we end the volume with Reiner basically telling Ymir that, hey, you know what? If you come with us, we can protect you, and that will keep Krista safe, you know?
Because I like her, you like her, except only once we'll get her. But, yeah, you know, right now we can protect her until one of us can actually protect her. That'll yeah, be me, not you.
Pretty much. And Ymir basically decides to side with them, and she doesn't, you know, and she shuts down Eren, doesn't give him anything.
So we actually know who that beast time, but now we don't get to know anything thanks to that damn thing.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was quite an excellent chapter, I have to, volume. These chapters are so long, it felt like it is a single chapter.
A little disturbing a bit about what, of like, you know, when I read the chapter where, you know, Ymir got spat, I'm like, wait, where's the other guy? I'm like,
yeah, he's never heard from again. Which is kind of interesting, because they actually point out that Bertolt got two people, but then we never find out who the other person was or what happened.
She's almost like, wait, where's the other guy? Oh, let's just pretend he melted.
Yeah, stuff. Most likely. But yeah, so I do have to say this, I don't know, yeah, this volume is good, but at the same time, this is kind of...
It's Giants Pro Wrestling, Wrestling. Yeah.
Which is pretty darn awesome, I have to say.
And it was nice to know that the armor time wasn't just, you know, fully covered in armor. How he had a little exposed, you know, flesh in places where it kind of see you get hurt and all that.
Yeah.
You know, makes sense. Like, how can he run so fast? If he's really armored, why is he able to run so dang fast?
Yeah, because, you know, joints and all that.
It's waiting until nighttime appears. Like, wait, how are we going to take that thing down? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson? I said Mike. Oh, Mike Tyson. Mike oh, Titan. Mike. Mike. What's his name?
No,
I died horribly.
Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
No. No, we don't want him coming around biting people's ears off.
Huh. No, the truth is revealed. But yeah, so this was a really fun chapter because, you know, it teases at things, you know, at the secrets that we want to know, but it doesn't give us anything. We're sort of like left unaware of what exactly is, you know, going on. And so we're kind of just like, you know, oh, hey, would be nice if somebody told us what the heck is going on, but it looks like we're stretching the mystery for a little bit more, which...
Well, all I can say is that Isayama's doing a good job because, even though he does stretch the mysteries, for a while, we are up to volume, 14-ish now at some point, right?
I think, yeah, it was like 14.
Japan, 14. 13 for us. Yeah. But yeah. It's good that every month, even though we kind of like want to get close to knowing the actual truth, he does give us a little bit of stuff like, oh, this comes up and then you gets hidden, but we have to know the little more interesting bits, but, hopefully he doesn't do too much. I guess to the point where people go, okay, I'm getting tired of this. Give us the actual truth, or we're going to get really tired of this. Some people I've read, they got tired of the leader.
Yeah, I believe it.
Enjoy this Titan fight while you can, because it's a...
This is definitely... No. This is one of the last ones you'll ever get, dang it.
Trust me, it's going to become something else later on. Oh, boy.
Sadly, yes.
Well, if you've been following on the later chapter we've been reviewing, then you should know what we're talking about. If you don't, then I'll just leave you in the shadows anyway, because it's more fun that way.
Yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, overall, a really good volume. I mean, it had good action, and it also had the big reveal of a little, sort of like, you know, it was revealed to us that we know less than we thought we do. Excuse me. But, yeah, overall, I have to say I am quite pleased with this chapter. So, all right then. See, I'm just loading some of the stuff, and all right, let's go ahead and move on, and let's talk about the latest chapters, shall we?
Oh, yes.
All right, this is for issue 40 of Weekly Shonen Jump, which has a cover on it. It definitely has a cover.
I like that cover.
It has the bikinis. All right. Well,
It was still summer at the time.
Well, true. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the. Let's see.
They're holding spoons, I think.
No, those are the keys.
Oh, they look like what? They look like spoons.
No, it's the keys.
You gotta be kidding me! Keys do not bend like that.
Let me take a look again. Actually.
They're going to eat a shaved ice
cream. Oh, yeah, those are spoons.
Shaved ice.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Weird.
You're like, those are the keys. No, keys don't bend.
Okay, why is the app crashing on me? Stop crashing.
Then watch, when Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out, there's going to be a keyblade that bends, and I'll be like, God damn, they beat me to it.
Well, this is annoying.
What now?
Oh, the freaking app keeps crashing on me.
But that's not good.
Yeah, it's like, I kind of need this to be able to read what the frick is going on. There we go, it's good now.
Okay.
Alright, let's start off by talking about Nisekoi chapter 136, Twins. And in this chapter, it's a bit standard, the whole...
It's like a prince and a pauper with females instead.
Pretty much,
princess and a pauper, Brits?
Yeah, well, not really. But yeah, it's basically this princess of this fictional country is visiting, and she looks exactly like Chitoge, and she's trying to get away from her, from her people, because she wants to, she wants to see Japan for herself, and it was, her mother was very fond of Japan, so Chitoge takes the place of the princess, and you're just like, wait, how is, They better hope she isn't expected to speak, because the princess can't speak Japanese. She can only speak her native language, but she's...
What is she speaking? Because, I mean, the language, it's... of course, we can't tell, but I'm trying to... From her name, it sounds like she's from the Middle East.
It's a made-up country, Mo.
Okay, it's a made-up country. Okay, okay,
I don't know why you're getting hung up on... What is she speaking? I'm like, she's speaking non-Berian, obviously. It's a freaking made-up country. They have a made-up language.
I don't know. I just get caught up in that stuff.
Indeed. But yeah, so the princess who speaks a made-up language has has a fictional app that translates for her.
Fictional app.
Yeah, just by speaking into it, it speaks it in Japanese, and you get a few amusing moments where where the app mistranslates her, such as... Excuse me, may I get naked over there? She's like, what? And she's like, wait, what's going on? So she goes back and retranslates it. And her expression, her reaction to realizing what she actually said was kind of hilarious. Because she was trying to say, what are those things on the roof? And I was like, okay, that's good work on the expressions there, as normal. And so Raku takes her to a theme park. And he goes to get her some, get a drink, but it's crowded. So she's like, I'll wait by the entrance of that shop over there. But it translates it to, I will wait over there in the shop by the entrance. And Raku is like, ignoring where she's pointing and assuming from there, just says, oh, she's at the front. But then it turns out that she realizes, wait a minute, he's been gone for a while. Oh, crap, it translated it wrong. So she goes running, looking for him. And he finds her, and it looks like she is touched by his simple yet suave kind ways. And so we've got another girl that's possibly going to be interested in, but I don't think she's going to be a constant fixture, because this definitely strikes me as a gimmick rather than an actual, you know, plot development with... You know, the actual character that looks like Chitoge is sticking around. So, though that would be really interesting.
Mean something though. I mean, we had many filler-ish chapters that developed on each of the girls that we got to know, and of course, even Raku himself. But this is the one chapter I feel like okay. Of course, it's continuing with this little gimmick, but.
Yeah, well, I think, honestly, the point of it is it's meant to give us, it's meant to give the readers a Chitoge that behaves like Onodera, you know? Or even more so, she's a lot more timid, even more timid than Onodera. So it's like, you know, it's taking the main features of the two main girls and kind of combining them into one with Chitoge's looks and a little bit more of Onodera's personality.
Yeah, but there's also the bit where Chitoge was able to relate to the princess because about how, you know, not because of that, but because of but more because of the fact that, you know, she's always been, you know, how, like, before she came over to Bonyari High, oh my gosh, you remember the high school?
Yes.
But she was always, like, secluded from everyone else because, you know, everyone in the mafia is crazy.
Well, yeah. I honestly, the cynical part of me is saying that the reason for this chapter is to see Chitoge acting more like a proper lady. And I'm saying that with a lot of cynicism. Yes. I am being sarcastic at this point, even though that's not what sarcastic actually means. But nonetheless.
I do like the word cynic, but, you know, it can be a little bit... It always means something bad to me, because it just, every time someone says it, it doesn't sound.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, I am kind of getting this feeling that it, you know, it is basically the chapter and this little story is there because just seeing Chitoge act like a different person, because technically it is a different person, even if it looks exactly like Chitoge.
Okay.
So, anyway, let's see, we also get a little special where we get a little bonus chapter where... you know, Raku talks to Yui's bodyguard, which this came out ages ago, so I'm surprised it took this long to get there, and turns out that Yui was able to take control over the Chinese, you know, the Chinese crime, basically, because she is just too darn cute. And she's like, oh, don't fight. If any of you got injured, what would I do? And they're like, yes, ma'am, we'll stop right away.
And she repeated this 13 times.
Yeah, and she just got them, everyone aligned together. And it's like, it's a little different from what I was imagining. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, what's to say that one of the leaders may have been female? So, like, how would that work?
Yes, indeed.
Still.
Yes. All right, moving on to One Piece, chapter 758. Just keep going. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
I can't swim. I'm going to drown. Keep drowning. Keep drowning.
Just keep drowning. Just keep drowning. Just keep drowning, you son of a bitch. Apologize to your mother about that. That was inappropriate.
Yes. Very yes. Inappropriate.
Indeed. Well, sorry. I'm sorry. But there are just certain swear words that are funny. Son of a bitch. That one's funny.
Well,
bastard is funny.
It used to be a female dog.
Well, yes. Yeah, but... And it is kind of funny if it's... well, actually, it's a little odd how the funny-sounding ones, or at least the ones that sound funny to me, happen to have something to do with the questionableness of the target's birth. Like... You know, the, you son of a bitch, is saying, oh, your mother is less than virtuous. Or, oh, you bastard, is, ah, you were born out of wedlock. You know, it's kind of weird how the ones that sound funny have that weird connection. And I'm like, what on earth does that say?
I don't even know. But, yeah. So, what do you think of the little cover chapter picture?
It is a bit curious. As we shall say, the plot deepens, so... whatever happened to this ship must have something to do with what happened to this sea cat's village.
Look, a sinking ship! Oh, what the heck are you saying?
Indeed, we shall have to see what happens next. But, yep, let's get into the actual proper chapter where... Yeah, so everyone's ready to go after Doflamingo. Kyros is gonna... stay behind and take care of Diamante while Luffy finally corrects...
You actually did not say Steve Tyler for once.
Yes, because the name is right there on the page.
Good point.
Yeah, but... Yeah, Rebecca is like, oh, hey, Lucy, are you really going to go beat Doflamingo? And Luffy says, it ain't Lucy, I'm Luffy, the man who will be king of the pirates. And it's been a while since we've gotten one of those. So, it's nice. But, yeah, Diamante tries to stop them, but... Yeah, Law uses his powers, which he has managed to save up, because, you know, takes a lot of stamina to be able to use his abilities. Since Luffy's been carrying him everywhere, he's like, it was humiliating, but, well, at least like this, having you carry me everywhere means that I was able to save my energy.
Mm.
And then it turns out that you've got Sugar looking freaking creepy approaching them, and... Neither Luffy nor Law know what the heck is going on, so Usopp, who is well across the, you know, like, far, far, far away from where Luffy is, decides, I need to do something, so, you know what, I'm a sniper and this is time for me to be backup, so you have a really cool scene where, as the citizens are approaching, Usopp is, you know, with the help of Viola, are getting ready to snipe Rebecca, Sugar. Oh, geez.
Sugar. Rebecca. That's horrible what you said.
I'm sorry, that one. Now I'm just imagining...
It don't look the same.
Yeah. Now I'm just kind of imagining that you know, as the projectile is flying, one of the stages falls off and just hits her. And she's like, thunk, ow! Where'd that come from?
And then all the people are like, you killed my daughter, I will kill you! Like, wait, what?
Like, oh,
I didn't
no.
do that.
But yeah, and then we got Usopp who is using, yeah, he's using Viola to basically give him the reading on how to do it. But then suddenly he discovers, oh, wait a minute, I can see their spirits. So it looks like Usopp has developed observation hockey, yeah. And he uses this, yeah, he uses his newfound ability to fire this projectile, which has multiple stages, like a rocket. You know, it the first one the explodes and causes it to rise, and then the wrapper falls and it flies horizontal and it causes it to rise, and the wrapper falls and it flies horizontally. And yeah, and then he ends up aiming it through the window and onward to the target, and it's like it's not a direct hit. This special projectile is meant to reawaken trauma. And it's a little Usopp, a doll of Usopp's expression when Sugar fed him that Tata Babasco ball, and it's pretty glorious.
It's reawakened trauma right now. He has PTSD. Sure, we got that.
It's absolutely glorious because it's a badass moment for Usopp, while at the same time being the funniest thing I've seen in a while. And it turns out that he made the doll of his face by having Kanjuro turn, I guess, Usopp's drawing into a doll that he then shoots
at Sugar. Wow, these two are a good team then when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess Kanjuro can make anything come to life, any drawing come to life, not just what he draws himself. Because looking at the art, that has to be done by Usopp, who's actually a good artist.
Yeah.
So
it was hilarious to be with Kanjuro, and it was like, wait, what's supposed to be? And she'd be like, wait, and then just realize that that's even what's supposed to be and still freak out anyway. Actually, it would be fun if she still freaked out at Kanjuro's drawing.
Yeah. It's like, it's so awful.
No, Kanjuro's what's worse than the other one.
No, Kanjuro has his ability has to be used against Giola.
Oh.
Remember the lady that does art?
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like, it's so awful. Blah. I am the dead. Yeah, and then, of course, you end that scene with Viola being all, oh, that's Usopp, how did you manage that? You're incredible! And I swear with the panel, it looks like she's like leaning over him, but unless you zoom in, it looks like she's mounted him. And I'm like, Sanji's gonna be pissed.
And, well, I don't think Sanji cares right now.
No, but, yeah, it looks like Usopp is looking a lot better after the, hey, I looked like an absolute twat when I ran away after Robin, but it does also confirm that, you know, he doesn't want, he doesn't want Sugar to turn Luffy into a toy, because if he forgets Luffy, well, that's, Luffy's kind of a really big deal.
That's not the end of One Piece if that happens.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, you know, I can't stand the idea of our comrades disappearing and we'd never even know it. So he's like, I need to get rid of her. And then we end the chapter with Luffy and Law facing off against Doflamingo and Treble. Treble, yes. And there is a body in front of them, which is probably Bellamy.
Ah,
Which I didn't notice at first, but then
I just noticed it now.
Yeah, but, well, I do like the exchange. It was like, so, well, I might as well ask, just in case, why are you here? To whoop your butt! Ditto. He's like, what a disappointment. He's like, oh no, Law's turned into a Pokemon. Ditto, ditto. Indeed.
Oh, man.
Yep, and also I just want to point this out. Usopp is the Angry Bird world champ.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. That is exactly what just happened. It was a projectile with special boosts from a slingshot, and the hands that are on it make it look like wings. So, yes.
Well, it has been before that Oda's been playing mobile games lately, too, so I wouldn't be surprised if he was playing Angry Birds at that point.
No kidding. Although at this point, I'm just like, Usopp, your projectiles are so advanced and high-tech that why don't you just use a gun? I mean, really, now. But
and he wants to, David, you know. David. The one that fell alive with the sling.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a slightly different type of sling, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So this definitely was a great Usopp chapter, and we've kind of needed this because so often he comes across as the twit that is just, you know, always screaming and yelling and getting in trouble and whatnot, and, you know, not not pulling his weight. It seems like a lot, but this time he finally managed to, you know, step up, and I guess it does help that the fact that he's not in any immediate danger except from the, the villagers. It's sort of like, yeah, this is the perfect ability for Usopp. He's just so good at keeping the enemy far, 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 far away from him. He's like, it takes...
This is my victory.
It takes skills to be a coward.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. True words never spoken.
Indeed. All right. Now, speaking of other true words, Naruto sucks. Let's talk about Naruto. Chapter 690, Ninja History. And, well...
I do like the art.
Yeah, it has good art, yes, but, yeah, person, lady, whatever, Kaguya Hime is sealed.
Wait, Sakura's missing at the very top above her in that little picture there.
Where?
You know, in on the page with the chapter title, there's a member.
Oh, yeah,
Sakura's above her, punching her, but we don't see her.
Where? I see her right there. In the third panel on the first page? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah,
I see
what I mean?
The second
Do what
page.
I mean?
Yeah, that's weird. It's like Sakura's so insignificant that she disappeared from the fancy art. Shame that. But yeah, she ends up getting caught, and the Sage of Six Paths manages to seal her and release the other tailed beasts from the Ten Tails. And so... Yeah, and then they try, they're kind of like, oh, everything's falling apart, and Naruto's like, oh, hey, look, it's the Zetsu, I'm gonna throw you into this giant planet thing that you're being sealed in. So,
actually,
no more escaping.
I have to plug for that, because I really hate that Zetsu guy.
Yeah, and I also like how, you know, how stone cold it makes Naruto look, where he's like, I'm gonna throw you, he's like, I'm gonna take you, and I'm gonna throw you in this thing, you'll never escape, and he's just got these... Got this really dark look in his eyes, and I'm like, oh, I appreciate that. But then it turns out he's still a complete twit, because you just kind of have this fun moment where they're like, yay, it's happily ever after, the end, and then Sakura's like, wait a minute, what about us? How are we supposed to get from here? And Naruto's like, oh no, he's like, go. Yes.
Wait, so they don't have the sage, the... Six Paths Towers anywhere or something?
No, I guess not. They're just like, wait, how are we getting out of here? I do have to say I appreciate the moment between Naruto and Sakura both being complete spazzes. Because, honestly, that's what I enjoyed a lot from the beginning of the series, where it's like, you had that moment very, very early on where Naruto played the prank on Kakashi with the chalk eraser that he just had fall on his head, and Sakura's like, Naruto, be an adult! But then on the inside, she's like, actually, I kind of like pranks like this. You know, so I like seeing some callbacks to that back when they actually cared about the characters a little more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, but then the Sage of Six Paths and a bunch of other of the Kages from previous history, which some of which I don't recognize, but some of which I do somewhat, they end up summoning them back, reverse summoning them back into the real
world. Oh, yeah, now I recognize them. Some of them now.
Some of them, yeah. You got some of the ones that were fought during earlier on, like several years ago. Some of them I don't recall because they never showed up. But, yeah, you do have Gaara's dad there. You have the previous...
is Mei the third Mizukage?
I have no idea.
I think she is. The guy with the nice goatee and the mustache on the very far right, second top. Okay, just he's a
second from the bottom. You mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember him. I think that's the second one. I don't know.
Yeah, second Mizukage.
Yeah, but yeah. So basically, the chapter ends with. Yeah, you know, with the Six Path Sages, like, yay, excellent work saving the world. Now the series can finally f***ing end. And then...
Wait, does that mean that's gonna end?
Maybe. They've saved the world, and it looks like Madara is out of commission. And those bodies still there. But yeah, so, yeah, we'll kind of have to see. If Madara suddenly gets up and is like, you haven't beaten me yet, I will fly to Japan, and I will punch Kishimoto in the face. Because that's
and I will
stupid.
Assist you by actually, after you punch him, I will just drop kick him randomly in the face.
Yes, indeed. And he's like, why my face? Yeah, why your face? Break his hand! I'll never let him draw anything again. No, but...
His wrist, you mean. Yeah.
Humorous threats of violence aside, which we're not actually going to do.
We can't do it. It's too far. We don't have the money. We're poor. Yeah,
also, it's wrong.
But, yeah, too.
Yeah, but I do have to say, if that actually happens, I'll be like, are you serious? You're joking. This has to be the end, you know? But... I guess we'll see.
Yeah, well, even if he did wake up, they got all the other guys around. They just seal him before he can do anything.
Pretty much, yeah. I think this, the most likely thing I think to happen is if we're going to continue the conflict is if at the end Sasuke is like, I will fight you now, Naruto, to prove who is superior. Which you do kind of have to feel like an actual fight between these two morons has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hopefully, it is in terms of them still being friends and not trying to kill each other, because if they are still trying to kill each other, then Naruto's going to do that stupid, I'll die with him, because my life is meaningless.
And the story's called Naruto.
Yeah.
Because how does it end? I don't want to know how it ends. That's how it ends. I'll be like, screw this, I'm not reading it.
This was actually a pretty enjoyable chapter, mostly because... The end is in sight. We can finally be done with this garbage.
Please. Please.
Indeed. Let's talk about World Trigger Chapter 73, Invasion Part 20, which is basically the snipers doing their thing and being pretty awesome. It's a good week for snipers.
A good week for snipers.
Yeah, and unfortunately for them, Mira is sending the rabbits after them, so they have to keep getting away and repositioning themselves, so they're in kind of a bad position, but... And then it turns out that What's-His-Face, the enemy boss, can...
Irene,
yep, he can reabsorb Trion to heal himself. And then, yeah, we kind of end it there with them saying, oh, it's 3 minutes until the future crossroads. They're like, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. This is kind of tense. But I hope they get there soon, because I'm getting a little, yeah.
590 seconds, next chapter. Yeah. 580 seconds. I'm like, 10 seconds just happened.
Son of a bitch.
Kidding me?
Yeah, I'm imagining imagining they're going to do a minute a chapter. If they want to stretch it out much more.
What's 590 seconds in a minute?
Although, I don't know, when was the last time they mentioned how long it was until it crossroaded?
I think it was like 10 minutes or something. I can't remember.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but it was a good chapter. I like the snipers. They're, you know, snipers are a little, you know, they're underutilized in a lot of manga, so it's nice to see them get their due here.
Wait, what about Usopp?
Well, yeah, I mean, just in general right now, it's nice to see them get their due this week.
Thank
you. Yeah, let's move on to Bleach, chapter 594, which, yeah, it's like, looks like Hitsugaya is screwed, and he gets injected with this drug. And, of course, it's really creepy because Hitsugaya has his, you know, has his mind back, even though he is a zombie. And you're just like, wait, what is this? We don't know what this drug is, but I'm going to assume that the drug is going to heal, turn him back into a Soul Reaper instead of a zombie. Because, I don't know. It seems, the reason I say that is because then we find out that two of the visored captains that I don't care about, and then another character that that this reveal would piss me off if it weren't for the fact that I'm convinced that Kubo isn't going to actually go through with this, keeping them zombies. So it turns out that apparently at some point off-screen Matsumoto got killed and turned into a zombie as well.
Yeah, so, I don't know how that happened, but okay.
Yeah, so needless to say, I am not a fan of this, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, since it's probably not a permanent thing, I'm not going to get too upset about it, but... Yeah, so we continue with a fight between them and the, let's see... Yeah, they basically, the Arrancar are going to fight them. Mm. So, yep, but then we cut to the, to the Sternritter. And it turns out that, what's his face? What is his face?
Which guy? You mean the one that's appeared with the whole love thing?
Yeah, no, well, no, I mean the, what's his face?
Dude, is that, he the Stern Ritter, or
no,
is he...
No, the dude that Byakuya attacks.
Oh, Shuhei Hisagi.
Hisagi, that's it, yeah.
People, my friends call him the 69 guy, because he has a 69 tattooed on the side of his face.
Yeah, it's like, you do realize what that means, man. But, yeah, it turns out that Byakuya's like, oh, wait, are you an enemy disguise? And he's like, wait... It was like, it was for this guy, this Master Pepe, but then it turns out that he's suddenly being controlled, and this dude is the Sternritter L, the Love, can control people, and he controls, What's-Her-Face, Minnie, and starts fighting the other girl, I don't know, but looks like he's basically, oh, hey, you know, it's never crossed my mind at all that if you all die here, the glory will be all mine. He's like, well, what a jerk. What a massive jerk.
Well, they all tried to kill each other.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, we're...
And one of them already did kill the other, so what the heck, man?
Yeah. Well, yeah, true. So, yeah, we get another one of those creepy kind of characters after that one that was just a figment of the one guy's imagination. We get another creepy freak. But
His last name is Waka Brother. I don't...
Yeah, it's a good chapter, I think. Although there are some stuff where I'm like, this better not be permanent. Although since the series is ending, I kind of get the sense that Kubo is probably going to go the kill everyone route. Although it's like, yeah, it is kind of curious in that, you know, how he basically, you know, is treating all of his long established characters as disposable pawns, which is kind of an interesting approach to take, though a lot of us like, there's no way he's actually killing them. Even the people that actually died in the past are not actually dead, so the sense of tension is not there.
Okay, you say so.
It isn't for me. I don't know. Do you have a different opinion?
I have no idea. I mean, like I said, we have Mayuri, who may be able to cure her zombification, but he did send those three a run car at the other three, even though two of them are captains.
Yeah, I think that just answered that there. The run car are not going to be able to beat them.
Probably.
And so, alright, let's see. Let's move on to Toriko. Chapter 290, A New King, as the heir is coming out, and for the first time in a long, 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 long time, the Nightmare Herrick realizes, hey, there's fresh air, and decides to suck it all in as much as possible.
Actually, so let me point something out.
Birth.
Let me point something out. In the part where it says the volume was approximately 25 billion cubic kilometers, I looked at it, okay, it says right there, it says it's the approximate weight and volume of all air currently found on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
What?
It's possible Toriko could be like an alternate, well, where we don't know.
Well,
like it could be like, you know, they've already
gone over this, you know. They had
the
whole, oh, look, there used to be, the human world is the old world, but then it got, you know, then some kind of parasite got in the world and grew into a larger world around it.
Oh.
And so this is, so the Toriko world is significantly bigger than our world, so that would explain why this much air could be there without everything exploding. You know, because of that much oxygen. But, yeah, and then it's like, you know, Milk realizes, hey, they managed to harvest it in a new way, and, yeah, a new Nightmare Herrick was born. And it's funny, even the baby looks like just this large badass. It's just like, yeah, I'm a baby, I'm a badass. And it's like the birth of one of the new eight kings, and you kind of have to wonder, it's like, wait, is the other one dead? Not sure, but... Yeah, got a
Maybe.
New one. So, yeah, it ends happy.
Yeah, it does. Rainbows!
Indeed.
No, really, rainbows.
Yeah.
They're not colored, though.
Yeah, well, it was a good chapter. I quite liked it a lot. It's one of those kind of corny Toriko chapters that does the whole, oh, look at this grand, awesome thing happening. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So.
Well, birds are always nice to see. I've never seen it. Don't know if I ever will.
Yeah, it's also kind of funny how the newborn Nightmare Herrick is sparkling. He's like, oh no, it's a Twilight vampire, run! Run from the awfulness.
You mean Twilight's... No, I'm not gonna...
No. Alright, let's talk about a little special something, which is the first two chapters of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 1, Phantom Blood, which...
A legendary manga, finally in English.
Yes,
we've
gone over this before, so I'll just start off by saying I do not remember boobs that prominently at the very beginning.
Well, these are in color.
Well, yeah, so, yeah, they are quite...
Well, enjoy them while they last, because they get stabbed.
Sadly, yes, and we get the story, the backstory of everything, the backstory of the mask, you get the backstory of Dio and how his father Marlo was going to rob JoJo's father when he crashed, but then it turns out that, you know, he's still alive and thinks that Marlo saved him, and so he's sending Dio to live with him, etc. And Dio basically shows up and is like, I'm gonna mentally torture JoJo and make him, you know, and take his place. And I'm like, you're the worst villain ever.
By the way, Dio's father's name was Dario. As much as he was a bit of a jerk and stuff in some ways, he did try. When it says, I use the money I received from the deal to start a bar, but, you know, shit just happened for him.
Did I say Marlon Brando?
You said Marlo.
Marlon Brando.
Well, actually, that is kind of where Dio's namesake comes in.
Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, wait, what's going on? But yeah, so chapter 2 is basically, you know, Dio being a jerk and being better than JoJo at everything, etc. And kind of like, you know, just giving him a really hard time. They get into a boxing fight and he just beats the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just have to, and you're kind of looking at that and you're like, oh, hey, dude, you're not even hiding how, you know, malicious you're being. So, it's like, this is kind of silly, you know? It's just the whole thing is like, I will make JoJo suffer because I am a big, smelly jerk, etc. But you're just like, yeah, I'm just like, wait, this doesn't, what? You're being kind of obvious, but how is being a complete jerk supposed to get you? I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Well, can we all agree on one thing? His poses are freaking amazing.
They are, yeah. I mean, it is very much, look at me, world. Love me. I hate you. Well, fine, but hate me sexily. Yes. It's... Yeah, I have to say, I am looking forward to the full release of this. Because this is one of those series that I want to go over in detail, so I won't go over it too much right now, just because I just want to focus on going over it overall. But I do have to say these first two chapters are just so silly because Dio is the least subtle villain ever. So.
Although I do have to admit, when it comes to our whole little creed of, you know, the manga is always better. Well, okay, I'm sure the manga is always better. But with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, I decided to watch the anime first because when I first heard about Part 1 and Part 2 were actually being anime for the first time in ever, I wanted to check out because I remember seeing bits of Part 3, and I thought it was pretty good, but I didn't know that that was not all of Part 3 I just saw, so... I gotta say, the animation is good. If you like the series enough, give the anime a shot, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's one that I need to watch. I watched to a certain point, but I need to pick it up again. So, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was, good times. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about some, let's see. I would talk about Shokugeki no Soma, but there doesn't seem to be a new chapter.
That is the strangest thing. How dare they?
Yeah, I'm gonna see. Let's see. I'm gonna look up Roz here because let's see. We were at like chapter 83.
It should be 84, but there's still no.
Yeah, that's weird. And
yes, we know there's a volume one, official volume one. They're gonna catch up at some point, but at the same time, not for a while.
Yeah. Alright, let's see. 84 Raw. Let's see what I can find there. Alright, let's see. It's on this page. Okay, good, 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 good. Let's see. Okay, yeah, you got that. Let's see, how many chapters ahead are we talking here?
Probably five.
Okay, it looks like we're actually just one chapter behind.
Oh, okay.
According to at least what's available online.
According to what's available online.
Yeah,
so I'm still thinking five chapters behind.
Yeah, so we're not as far behind as we are with, with Assassination Classroom, which, yeah, speaking of which, let's just go ahead and talk about Assassination Classroom, chapter 101.
We were supposed to talk about that first for Shogeki no Soma, you fool, but okay.
Whatever, I don't remember the orders, nor do I care.
I know the order. I like to stick to the order. Speaking of, what are you going to cover chapter for this one?
It is kind of curious, especially how they're like, Princess Bitch, and she looks very angry, and I'm like, well, yeah, for good reason. They keep calling her that. And then you've got the Death God in front of him, and it's kind of a comedic enough image that I'm thinking, okay, she's probably not going to die. Also, I've read the Raws, so, you know. Yeah.
I didn't read the book. Okay, I read it.
Yeah, but let's see. So this one is basically them all deciding, okay, we need to, you know, go on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they kind of, they go in there, they get caught, but you also have a moment where Karasuma walks by the Shingami, and then Shingami's always like, oh, he has potential, but he's not a threat. So, yeah, and that's basically, yeah, they get caught, but they manage to use their skills to blow a hole into the cage and escape, and it's kind of cool. So, I quite enjoy it. Yeah, it's a good chapter, I have to say, overall. Quite good, quite good, quite good.
Yeah, it was good, but, you know, this is why I don't like reading ahead, you know, overall, that are, you know, aren't translated in our language.
Yeah.
Because I get little, you know, I was like, I want to read more, but I don't know who I'm reading.
It is true. I mean, granted, with having read the Raws, I'm kind of like, oh, there's interesting stuff happening. But since they're not available in English yet, we're not going to discuss them. We're just going to impatiently wait while it gets translated.
As you get back to learn my impromptu Japanese. Yes. Well, you are. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'll learn on my own. It.
Yeah, learn. I also do want to point out that there's an, you know, you have in the moment where Karasuma meets the Shinigami guy disguised as the flower guy, he's like, drops some flowers and Karasuma picks them up. He's like, here. He's like, oh, that's thank you. Keep one of the, take one. And he's like, oh, I've seen this flower recently. It's like, oh, it's a gerbera. It's a rather delicate flower. You're probably the type to prefer flowers that bloom robustly in the wild, but a flower you carry will soon wilt unless you give it water. And I'm just reading that and I'm like, hint, 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 hint. We're talking about Arena here, you jackass. Which I'm just like, oh, how very nice of this amoral assassin. He's giving Karasuma love advice.
I'm the god of death. I ship you too, so you do what you got to.
Yeah, that's...
Or I'll kill her.
That's kind of hilarious, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was that chapter. I have to say, good times. I enjoyed it. This is definitely turning out to be a very interesting story, but this is one of those chapters where I'm like, oh, it's interesting, but at the same time, I need to move on, you know, I want to move on, because there's more interesting stuff to come.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right. I think it is time for us to talk about the,
Fairy Tale.
Yes, Fairy Tale, chapter 398.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, there we go. Alright, chapter 398, and yeah, so Gajiro's kind of in trouble. He's won, but, you know, he's kind of weak, but then you get Gray shows up, and because he now has Demon Slayer magic, he does some pretty badass stuff, like freezing wind and beating up the remaining guy with a long sword of Ice Demon Zero. And it's pretty quick, and you're like, dude, that's pretty cool. And he's always like, I'll personally take Tartarus down, and so we cut to Urza, and turns out that that unlike what we thought, the chairman is still active, because it turns out that, what's her face? It's not Kyoka, it's...
Sayla.
Yes. Is using her power. She has a limited power to control corpses. And so, and we also see, let's see, Kyoka without her helmet on, and it's an interesting design. It's like her hair looks a bit like horns, everything, but she's got pointy ears to still show that that's a demon.
And so, by the cleavage, though.
What? She has demonic cleavage, yes.
Yeah.
Although I don't even know if that's really cleavage per se, because, I mean, it's cleavage when it's being covered or held up from the bottom and you've got the top. This is more like...
Yeah, Taylor's got the cleavage. It's...
Yeah, Kyoka's, it's more like all of the side boob.
The side boob.
Is what it is. And then it turns, you look down and it's like, oh, hey, she's got chicken feet. You're like, oh dear, that's...
I just realized that.
Yeah. But then... Then you've got a really badass moment where Mira shows up and just beats the crap out of Sayla because he's like, screw you! And she didn't even realize where she was. She's like, wait, Urza? And she's out of energy, and Sayla no longer has the... can. Yeah, she's... Sayla, too, is now out of strength and can't control anyone anymore. So now all they need to do is take out Kyoka, except, oh, wait... The chairman already activated the face units, so they're going to detonate shortly. And so then we get back to a fight between Urza and Kyoka. So, good times. I thought this was a fun chapter overall. I mean, Fairy Tail has been pretty good recently. I haven't been as invested in it as I was, you know, at the beginning of the series and sort of towards the mid, so it's kind of hard to enjoy it as much, but at the same time, it is quite enjoyable, I find.
Okay.
Just overall. I really like this chapter, too. So, yep. What did you have to add?
I liked it. It was alright.
Really?
And, well...
Oh, really?
What?
Yes.
I can't think clear because I hear stuff. And I can't draw it out.
Oh, yes. I don't blame you. I think there's... I don't know. There's some kind of truck outside my place, but I don't know...
Yeah, there's a truck outside my place, too, but that's not what I'm talking about. That one, definitely.
Yeah, I'm hearing bits and pieces of it here in the background. But, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the Seven Deadly Sins, Chapter 91, A Loathsome Existence. And, yeah, you've got, let's see, you've got... Dreyfus is continuing to try to fight, even though his sword is gone. He's just punching him, but then Hendrickson uses his ability and vaporizes him. And wow. It's at first you're like, oh, whoa, that looks like it hurt. He's going to be all beat up. And then Meliodas shows up, and you see that Dreyfus has been vaporized. All that's left is his armor. You're just like, whoa, geez.
Wait, he's dead? I just...
He's straight up dead. And, yeah, and so we find out that... Hendrickson is from the, he's a descendant of the sages of the forest, the druids, so, you know, he's like, oh, we worship nature, we hate demons, so that's why I hate you, because you have demon power in you, or whatnot, and it's like, I could always sense it, it was always very uncanny, etc., and all that, and then, yeah, but now he possesses the same power, but Meliodas is just walking circles around him, gets Elizabeth out of there, and slices his arm off. In another really badass action scene, which I have to say I quite enjoy, just because I really like the way action happens in this series. It's just, you know, the whole use of, hey, let me show the character in multiple different positions in the same panel just to kind of show their movement. It really works very well, you know. It's just having the, just, you know, it does a better job of showing motion than I've seen in a long time, you know, in manga. And I really appreciate that. And, yep, unfortunately, Hendrickson can shoot fireballs from his severed hand. But he's saved by... But Elizabeth is saved by... Elizabeth and Hawk are saved by Diane, who stops the fireball with her massive hammer and then smashes Hendrickson's arm. And yeah, looks like the other seven deadly sins are there to fight, and they're all, well, all except the missing two of them, are now all there to fight. And yeah, and also you have to keep in mind that Diane
Diane
has her sacred treasure, which, let's see, her and King have their sacred treasures.
I think Bond too.
Does Bond? I don't think he does. I don't know. I don't
know
about.
Yes, he has the nunchaku.
Is that a sacred treasure? I don't think it is.
Not sure, but not really. Yeah.
Well, we know that Meliodas no longer has his, and what's his face? The other one.
Gelder. Doesn't he have?
I don't know. He's never shown as having a weapon. So, but yeah, they're all except two, and we know where one of them is. Are faced off to fight Hendrickson, and yeah, it's pretty bad, eh? I like it a lot.
Yep.
It's good times, and let's see. Yeah, quite enjoyable overall, I have to say. It's just Seven Deadly Sins, even though it feels like it's, you know, almost at the end.
It's not. There's still a matter of the demon to deal with. And the other sin we still have to see.
Yeah, true.
Supposed old guy. I say supposed because he might not be old.
True. I don't know. I'm curious to see where, you know, what they, you know, what comes, what he's like. But, you know, I do have to wonder, okay, what are they going to do for the big villain? Is Hendrickson going to escape from this? Or, I imagine he has to, because, I mean, we need to have the portal to the demon realm open. There's no way this story can continue without that. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of.
If Hendrickson dies, who will be? And then suddenly we get an actual villain that, you know, we get the supposed main villain that we didn't get a chance to see who it was at the very beginning. You go, wait a second, what?
Yeah, I have to say I'm a little iffy. I'm not sure exactly where the story is going to go here. I have to imagine that Hendrickson will escape. There's no way he doesn't because.
Well, I mean, the title says the next title of the chapter says the final decisive battle begins. I'm like. Final decisive. Yeah. It's like they're clearly trying to shove it into our faces, saying this will be the final battle between them.
Yeah, which I have, I don't think the manga is ending because I mean this is. I'd think that the manga was ending, but they're getting an anime. Mm-hmm. So unless they're, you know, just getting the anime and they're gonna, you know, oh, the manga is over, so now we're going to have the anime and then go over everything. I have a hard time believing that, just because. You know, they tend to not want to have a manga ended if it's the anime is starting. Mm-hmm. So, because, you know, you got the cross promotion. People watch the anime and they're like, I'm going to buy the manga now. And, you know, so you get more money. Kind of like what happened with Attack on Titan. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't think this is the final battle. Something is going to happen that either reveals a new villain or shows that Hendrickson's going to stick around for a bit. Mm. But we'll have to see.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way he just got the demon powers and stuff. I mean, he had to have some sort of connection from somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll kind of see what happens. Yep. We'll kind of see what happens there. But, yep, for now, I think that's that. Was there anything else that you felt that we needed to go over?
No, other than the part that, holy crap, Draper is dead, no.
Yeah, that was like, whoa, what the crap?
Realized, I was like, I just ringing, I'm like, wait a second. What the...
Yeah.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yep. Alright, oh, and why is the Viz app crashing on me again? Come on, come on, come on. Stay alive. There we go. Alright, well, let's go ahead and finish things up here, shall we?
Yep.
Let's adjust the gain. There we go. Alright, now I'm not too loud. Or not too quiet. I don't know. This audio drives me crazy. This has been Manga Cubed, episode 111, recorded in one sitting, and hey, we got through it in an hour! So this is what happens when we don't give ourselves an hour per segment.
Oh, this is what happens when you don't work today.
Well, that too, but I mean, we totally could have done this on a work day if I actually bothered to wake up. So, but anyway.
Oh yeah, this week is also your birthday, isn't it?
It is, yes. So
relish in that.
I shall. Alright, well, we went over Attack on Titan Volume 11, and also Volume 40 of Weekly Shonen Jump in the English edition. And let's go ahead and wrap things up by going over the author comments.
Yep.
First we have Nisekoi's Naoshikomi. Everyone, let's eat watermelon and watch Galaxy Express 999 this summer, the movie versions. It's a promise.
Hmm.
What do you mean? Summer's almost over, guys.
Space Trains. Space Trains.
Indeed.
I need to find these series. Is that a series by Leiji Matsumoto?
Yes.
I knew it. So every series has like a something like space name and then numbers in it. I'm gonna remember that.
It okay. does, yeah. Right.
One Piece is age older. I miraculously was able to meet up with some old friends. It's funny how we remember certain things totally differently.
Okay, Naruto's Masashi Kishimoto. I loved How to Train Your Dragon, so I'm praying that the sequel will be released in Japan. I imagine it would. Why wouldn't they? I certainly hope for their sakes. It's quite good.
Yep.
All right.
I have not seen the sequel yet, though. Well, World Trigger's Daisuke Ashihara. Volume 7 will be on sale soon in Japan. Look for the pink cover. It's a good volume, so please check it out.
Bleach's Tite Kobo. I went to Osaka for summer break. I ate way too much takoyaki and kushiyage. That's silly.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Toriko's Mitsutoshi Shinbukuro. Perilla? Kimchi is too good. It's all I need as a snack for my drink.
Can't say I'm a fan of kimchi.
What is that? I mean, I've seen it in various...
It's like a Korean kind of food. It's a... Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk... Let us talk chapter
That's
rankings. All right, let's see. Let me just, one, two, three, four. All right. My number four is Naruto, because it's almost over.
It's almost over, that's the reason.
Yeah, indeed. Yep. All right, what's your number four?
World Trigger.
Oh, really?
It was actually good. I mean, I know I do say a lot. I know I do constantly always say stuff about, oh, World Trigger, it's this series. I just still can't get invested in it because there's just something that I just still can't get into. Maybe it's a sci-fi. I think it's a sci-fi. I'm not good with sci-fi. But it was a good chapter because, like you said, it showcased the sniper being, you know, really badass. And when it comes to sniping, you have to stay in one place and shoot things that are usually coming at you because they need to kill you first.
Yeah,
so it was nice to see them like getting the upper hand for once.
Yeah, definitely. I do have to say that this week choosing that my rankings was a little harder. A lot of times it's just a case of okay, what sucked least?
Wow. Naruto's actually good this week.
Yeah, because a lot of times I just kind of have like, okay, let's see, these two chapters were the best, or these three chapters were the best. Okay, which one of these other ones was less awful?
But, this one, yes, is pretty hard to do. Actually.
Yeah. All right. Number three. Wait, what did I have? My number three. Let's see. Wait a second. Toriko. Yes, Toriko is my number three.
Okay.
I like those chapters of Toriko. They're always, you know, I always know where I stand with those. They're quite fun. All right. What's your number three?
I liked Bleach.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, not for the fact that you are going to fight those three, but...
I have a reason not to like Bleach that much this week.
I can understand why. But, you know, I hopefully have hope that despite being the so-called mad scientist Mayu is made out to be, he will least do his, you know, best to help his fellow Shinigami buddies by not just slaughtering them to pieces.
Indeed. All right, number two for me was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Mostly because I was just like, yay, we're getting it officially. That's nice. This was fun. Good old JoJo.
Ah.
Yep, what was your number two?
Nisekoi.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
It was good, you know, with the whole, you know, I guess you understand why with the whole, you know, the whole twins thing. I mean, that's to be expected. But it was all right, champ. I mean, the one that totally threw me off was how, you know, the Chitoge looked like, acted like Onodera, but looked like Chitoge, so, okay. Still good. I'm looking forward to what's the next champ going to be like.
True. All right, well, my number one was, of course, One Piece,
without a doubt.
Well, yeah.
This time, One Piece deserves first place for me, not just because... But this time because Usopp was actually made to do something right, and it was just funny how the callback to what he did to Sugar was done. I was like, what the heck? It was like, hey, you remember that one time with that face? Here's a 1.5 version of it.
Yeah, it was.
Still just as effective.
It was pretty fantastic. I enjoyed it a lot. And so, yeah, and I think that Yeah, and that takes care of that. We don't have anything else to go over. We don't have any emails yet, so just remember burninglizardstudios@gmail.com or go directly to burninglizardstudios.com. We can receive emails there. And yeah, so I think we are set there. Just remember, the manga is always better. And we will see you all next week.